We have speakers who come here week after week, and some things I take on board and others I don't. But one of the things, one of the speakers said, you'll remind me who it was, he said about reading through the Bible in a year. Leslie. Right. Now, I've read every book in the Bible over the years. I've read some of them once. I've read a lot of them more than once. But I thought, yeah, that would be a good thing now to go studying through the Bible through a year. So today, it brought me to, and I don't know whose glasses I've got on, but I don't think they're my own. Unless I need to see the opticians again. Right. And it brought me to Exodus 35 this time. And as I was reading through it today, things came to me that I'd not really taken much notice of before. But I told you, God always speaks to me first, and what he doesn't speak to me, I ain't going to bring to you. So, right, Exodus chapter 35. Do you know, I think these glasses must be dirty. Either that or I need new eyes, Lord. Do you hear me, Lord? Right. In verse 4, Moses said to the whole Israelite community, "This is what the Lord has commanded. From what you have, take an offering for the Lord. Everyone who is willing is to bring to the Lord an offering of gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, goat hair, ram skins dyed red, and hides of sea cows, acacia wood, olive oil for the light, spices for the anointing oil, and for the fragrant incense, and onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and the breastpiece." Verse 10, "All who are skilled among you are to come and make everything the Lord has commanded." And then we got to verse 20. "Then the whole Israelite community withdrew from Moses' presence, and everyone who was willing and whose heart moved came and brought an offering to the Lord for the work on the tent of meeting, for all its service, and for the sacred garments. All who were willing, men and women alike, came and brought gold, jewelry, and all kinds of brooches, earrings, rings, and ornaments. They all presented their gold as a wave offering to the Lord. Everyone who had blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, or fine linen, or goat hair, ram skins dried red, or hides of sea cows brought them. Those presenting an offering of silver or bronze brought it as an offering to the Lord. And everyone who had acacia wood for any part of the work brought it. Every skilled woman spun with her hands and brought what she had spun, blue, purple, or scarlet yarn, or fine linen. And all the women who were willing had the skill, and had the skill spun the goat's hair. The leaders brought onyx stones and other gems to be mounted on the ephod and the breastpiece. They also brought spices and olive oil for the light and for the anointing oil and for the fragrant incense. All the Israelite men and women who were willing brought to the Lord freewill offerings for all the work of the Lord through Moses, all the work the Lord through Moses had commanded them to do. Then Moses said to the Israelites, 'See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he's filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge in all kinds of crafts, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic craftsmanship. And he has given both him and Oholiab, son of of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as craftsmen, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and weavers, all of them master craftsmen and designers.' So Bezalel, Oholiab, and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill and ability to know how to carry out all the work of construction, constructing the sanctuary, are to do the work just as the Lord commanded." Then Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every other skilled person to whom the Lord had given the ability and who was willing to come and do the work. They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought to carry out the work of constructing the sanctuary. and the people continued to bring freewill offerings morning after morning. So the skilled craftsmen who were doing all the work on the sanctuary left their work and said to Moses, "The people are bringing more than enough for doing the work of the Lord commanded to be done." Then Moses gave an order, and they sent this word throughout the camp: "No man or woman is to make anything else as an offering for the sanctuary." And so the people were restrained from bringing more, because what they already had was more than enough to do the work. Now, as a lot of you that know me know, I'm very good with coloured pens, and my coloured pens came out today because my coloured pens started to underline a few things that I had seen in this. And one of the things that came out to me really clearly was the word willing. Right, it started off in verse 5, "everyone who is willing." Then we got to verse 20, and it was "everyone who was willing and whose heart moved him." Verse 22, "all who were willing." Verse 26, "all the women who were willing." 29, "all the Israelite men and women who were willing." And it goes on and on. Now what struck me was, here were the Israelites, God's people, but there were only some who were willing. It didn't include everybody. All God's people, and yet some who were willing. But for those that were willing, God had a work to be done in building the tabernacle. One of the greatest studies you can ever do, and I think they've done it on a Wednesday morning, is the study of the tabernacle. It's absolutely an amazing study. But this is a great thing that God is going to build, and he's going to use these people to do it. So he needs those who are willing. And for those that are willing, he gives the ability. Sometimes we think, you know, "Lord, I don't want to do that. I'm not able to do that. I don't feel confident enough to do that." And God says, "I'm not asking you to be confident. I'm telling you that I am confident you can do it. If you are willing, I will give you the ability." So we see then about Bezalel. "See, the Lord," in verse 30, "Moses said to the Israelites, 'See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he's filled him with the Spirit of God, with skill, ability, and knowledge.'" And why did he do that? Because if you have a look at chapter 37, it was Bezalel who made the Ark of the Covenant. One man, the work of one man. Bezalel was chosen by God to do this, and he filled him with his Spirit, and he was the only one who was chosen for a specific job, because I underlined all the way through, everything else is they made curtains, they joined, they made 50, they made this, they made that. You know, God chooses us for specific purposes, and what I want us to really take on board tonight is, for all who are willing, God will give us the skill, the ability, and the knowledge to do his work. Whatever you do, do it as unto the Lord. These people, when they brought their offerings, they brought them to the Lord, to the Lord. Father, I just pray in Jesus' name that we'll be a willing people and allow you to fill us with your Spirit and give us the ability and the knowledge to do your work. In Jesus' name, amen.